Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
All right, we've got ourselves a Wednesday program. We've got some teams lining up for the first round of the trials. They dropped yesterday at 4 o'clock just after the program. So we'll have a look at those throughout the course of today as well. We're one day out, actually 1 day and 3 hours out from the start of this much-anticipated test series between India and Australia. We'll talk about that today. We've got a special guest to talk about that, of course. And there's lots going on in the world of sports, especially from an international point of view, and that's provided our talk topic for today. But on this Wellness Wednesday, g'day, afternooners. Thanks for tuning in. However you are listening, SEN welcomes you to our very, very broad house of worship. Remember, if you're north of the border, you're listening via SEN Q 693 AM, SEN Goldie 1620 AM, SEN Sydney 1170 AM, and of course, download that app and away you go. Away you go. You can listen anywhere at any time. All right, what's coming up on the program, I hear you ask? Adrian Prezenko is a regular on a Wednesday. He's on again today. He's got the big yarn on Nelson Asifa-Solomona, so we can get stuck into him on that one over the course of the next half hour. What's trending with Coach K? We've also got Michael Kasperwitz. Now, Kasper's a much-respected figure in Australian cricket, former Cricket Australia board member, 38 test matches and 43 ODIs for Australia. Almost an India specialist. He went there 3 times and had great success. Afternoons amplified. Oh, and just on Kasper, he's joined the SEN team. He's going to be part of the coverage that you'll hear from 2:30 tomorrow. So excited about that as well. Afternoons amplified and a score update with Coach K. And then Jared Condon from Reading the Play. We've got the Super Bowl coming up Monday, our time, Sunday, of course. Special guests on Friday. Richie Kairouz, former Manly Seagulls winger, Sydney Roosters winger from the 1990s. His son, John Bernard, who played in the side that Richie coached with Jordan Mailata for 3 years. So we thought we'd get him in and have a chat and get some insight into a bloke who is on the back page of the Telegraph today. He's a giant. The hard truths that came from Michael Maguire, well, I think that was an easy truth, wasn't it? You're 150 kilos, mate. You're just not suited to the game of rugby league. Wanted to follow in the footsteps of the great Sonny Bill Williams and be a dual code star. Well, he's done that and more. He's in Super Bowl 57 come Monday morning, our time. And then, of course, we get stuck into the text line. That's all thanks to SBS Fence on the back of the talk topic yesterday, which was a little bit of fun during a quiet day in a pre-season and the cricket's ended. Yeah, record number of text messages sent in. So we'll get to our talk topic very shortly. All right, let's get into it. We had this story yesterday, but I tell you what, it makes for fascinating reading. Peter Volandis has vowed to investigate allegations that senior NRL executives attempted to illegally record a private meeting. Now, this is between Andrew Abdo, the RLPA, and some NRL players. The Players Union Chair Deirdre Anderson has sent an email alerting Volandis to the stunning claims over the weekend. Now, this is Brent Reed and David Riccio who have the story in the Telegraph today. So the inference is that Justin Olam was sitting there and he thought, I think I saw that person, female NRL staffer, turn their recording device on their phone. So actually pulled up the meeting and said, hey, what are you doing? She turned the phone over. It was recording. Oh, sorry, my mistake. Then went outside with an RLPA member and said, I was instructed to do so by another NRL executive. Wow. This is just crazy. So much for the goodwill that is going to exist between the NRL and the RLPA. I like this from Cowboys halfback and RLPA delegate Chad Townsend. Hopefully, NRL integrity unit onto this. Nice tweet. Nice tweet. So if we think we're closer to a CBA, I tell you what, it doesn't paint a great picture, does it? The fact that that's where the level of trust is between these two organisations. So we must be patient with that. We must be patient. We don't have to be so patient with the test series. It's going to start tomorrow. Have you had a look at the pitch that they've prepared or indeed not prepared? Just extraordinary. We'll get to that very shortly. But who's going to play in the side? Some people have Cameron Green in. Yes, he's close to bowling, so you might as well bat him as well. Some people have him out. We'll ask Michael Kasperwich that as well. Here's Steve Smith. This is pre-game at a press conference. His take on Cameron Green and whether he's in or out.
I don't think he's even faced fast bowlers yet, so I dare say he won't be playing. But unless he pulls up really well tomorrow or something, I don't even know what he's done today. I was sort of focusing on my work, so... yeah, we'll wait and see, but it's unlikely, I think.
Did anyone else hear what I heard during the course of Steve Smith's thoughts on Cameron Green? And I heard this, I was sort of focusing on my work. Does that not go back to what we were talking about last week where he's found his role now? I don't know whether he was very comfortable with being captain throughout the course of the time when he was prior to Cape Town, but I think he's really comfortable with the position he finds himself in. Clearly a unique character, obsessive when it comes to his batting and bats and training, et cetera, et cetera. I was sort of focusing on my own work, and that's exactly what he can do in preparation for this test series. When he says, yeah, I've done a lot of work in the lead up to this test series in the nets over the last week, then you know it's an extraordinary amount of work. I thought that was interesting. I'm sort of focusing on my own work. If you're captain, you can't do that. If you're Steve Smith now and relieved of those duties, rightly or wrongly, then that's exactly what you can do. Expect a big series from Steve Smith. Just on those pitches. Now, it was watered and rolled, the Nagpur wicket, but then there was an area. So think about it, if you're a left-hander and you're facing the spinners, say a left-arm ortho like Jadeja, who's going to be pitching outside your off stump, they've left that dry. So they've watered everywhere else but there. They rolled everywhere else but there. So they're just going, right, well, you get your man Cummins and you get your man Boland to run in, get us a bit of rough stuff there, and then we'll spin it out of there. So Usman Khawaja, David Warner and Travis Head, beware. Steve Smith and Manus Labuschagne are okay. But it might actually impact on who does get that number six batting position. So Renshaw is the left-hander, Green the right-hander. If you want to check it out, it's amazing. It is amazing. Bharat Sundaresan, who we spoke to yesterday, BeastieBoy07, that's his Twitter account. Check out the photos that he's got there. You might be able to find them online. But just incredible how they've watered and rolled certain parts of the pitches and very deliberately left alone the part of the pitch that's going to be challenging for the left-handers against the left-arm orthos. I thought that was very, very interesting. All right, let's get to some more rugby league news. Mitch Moses says he's going to make a decision before the start of this season. So we've got any number of people. I know we had people sending us in, and then Fletch had his rumour on, when was that, Tuesday? That was yesterday, was it? Yeah, okay. So we had rumours being sent in on that one too. Here's Mitch Moses. Talking about the contract situation that he has at the moment.
It's going to be the toughest, but like I said, I haven't even thought about it on that side of it, I guess. So, like I said, my full focus, and I've let Brad know, I've let the club know that my full focus right now is at Parramatta. I've struck up some great friendships here, and like I said, when time's right, time's right. Well, hopefully before the season, yeah. Yeah, hopefully it's sorted before the season, but it's with them now. So, yeah, obviously I've got a say in it, but, you know, like I said, it's I've left it with them. And I've got to say with it when it happens, but I've left it with them and focused on Parra at the moment. No, we speak all the time. Me and Brooks are really close, and we've got a great relationship. I've known him since I was, you know, 10 years old. So he's one of my best mates. So we speak a lot.
Anything? Do we garner anything out of that? I'm not exactly sure. I still go back to what I said yesterday. It's with my management at the moment. No, it's your decision. Management might give their opinion. Management might give a recommendation. But you have to make the decision, Mitch, for all the reasons that we talked about yesterday. Go and speak to the Parramatta Eels. Go and speak to the West Tigers. Go and speak to those people who are involved in those clubs. Go and away and assess all the information that you've given. Put your own parameters around it as well, but you make the decision. And it's interesting. He's vowed that, and this is not his words, but this is, we'll play second fiddle to his pursuit of a premiership. So there you go. I heard Julian King and JA talking about it earlier. Who's closer to a premiership, Parramatta or the West Tigers? I don't know about anyone else, but I've certainly got the Parramatta Eels finishing a lot higher on the ladder than the Tigers this year. I talked about Adrian Prezenko's article in the Sydney Morning Herald on Nelson Asifa-Solomona. He's admitted he'd consider, quote-unquote, if he did receive a call from Eddie Jones. Obviously, I've been at the Storm for such a long time. I'm not too sure what I want to do. I change my mind every day. So there you go. Be interesting, though. He, of course, represented New Zealand in the last Rugby League World Cup. Could he represent Australia at a Rugby World Cup? Well, could he do it? I've got no doubt he could do it. Absolutely zero doubt that he could do it. But does he want to do it? That's the other thing we have to learn as well. Bit of other news around in other sports. Congratulations to Xavier Cooks. He's been a guest on the program a number of times. He's had a great NBL season. And, of course, he's in the sights potentially of some NBA teams. He's been named the NBL's MVP. He's won the Andrew Gaze Trophy. So that's the third time in 5 years that someone from the Sydney Kings has won that trophy. Andrew Bogut and Jaylen Adams previously. But he beat out Bryce Cotton. He's won it three times. And he also beat out Mitch Creek for the award and did it pretty comfortably as well. So congratulations to Xavier Cooks on that one. And we mentioned Jordan Mailata. This is a great yarn, isn't it? So he's basically achieved mission impossible is what they're saying, but he's on $10.9 million this season. Next year, $30.2 million. He's the 14th highest salary earner of the 163 offensive tackles in the NRL. It's just an extraordinary story. He's going to be a key player when he runs out there on Monday, our time, in Arizona. So we wish him all the very best for that. We like the numbers and the business around sport, don't we, on this program. What about this? It's a sellout, not the seats at the Super Bowl. It's the ads on Fox Sports. Thanks very much. So there were 30-second ads this year that are for sale between $6 and $7 million USD. And they had 5% of inventory remaining, and now that's all sold out. So on average, there's about 80 to 100 ads during the course of a Super Bowl. $7 million times 80 ads. My maths is not strong. I went to the calculator. $560 million in advertising revenue for Fox to cover this Super Bowl. Absolutely extraordinary. So there you go. If you want to launch a brand in the US, it's going to take a lot of money to do it. That's what that is telling me. All right, get your thoughts on that. 1300 01 1170. Get us on the text line as well. 0457 736 736. Our talk topic for today. We're excited about it. There's a bit of an air of anticipation here in the studio. When you witnessed history, the LA Lakers taking on the Oklahoma City Thunder, 2 p.m. New South Wales time, 1 p.m. Queensland time. LeBron James needs 36 points. He'll be the highest scorer in the history of the NBA, going past the legendary Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. So you tell me, when you witnessed history. Well, I was there at Stadium Australia in the year 2000 when Kathy Freeman won her 400 meters gold medal. What a legend, what a champion, what a relief. So there I was with my late father on about the 200-metre mark. Dad turned to me and said, I think she's in trouble. I didn't have a clue what was going on. All we know that there was euphoria in the stadium when Kathy Freeman won. Indeed, there was euphoria around the country. So you let us know when you witnessed history. 1300 01 1170, the text line 0457 736 736. All right, break now. After that, we're back. We're talking more footy. We do that with Adrian Prezenko. Stick around.